Well, this is Pastor Ryan Brown from Calvary Baptist Church, and we're here for 4-H4U from the 2016 Scioto County Fair. Stay tuned for interviews with advisors, young people, projects with still projects, and large animals, small animals, but all around young people who've made an investment in something very important. So stay tuned for 4-H4U. Well, all right, I'm over here in the barn at the Scioto County Fair, and I've ran into a bunch of ladies that have sashes on them. So I wanted to go ahead and introduce themselves. We'll start over here with somebody who's just horsing around, I think. Your name is?
Hi, my name is Caitlin Maddox, and I'm from the horse barn.
From the horse barn, not a location, just the barn. And you are?
Jordan Heilman.
And what do you have out here?
I have a hog and a dairy heifer.
All right, and you are?
I'm Kathleen King, the 2015 Fair Queen, so I'm almost a has-been. I will be tonight, and I show dairy heifer, beef heifer, a fancy chicken, and a market goat.
And just about to be retired.
Yep.
Very good. And you are?
Cheyenne Zellner. I show production does and market goats and also fancy rabbits.
Very good. And you are?
Kelsey Shope, and I show fancy poultry, waterfowl, and beef cattle.
And?
I'm Melanie Furman. I show market rabbits, commercial rabbits, commercial production, goats, and I do a clothing project. Woo!
Very good. Now, I see all these sashes. There's got to be a reason why. And we'll go over here to the person that lives in the horse barn. And so, what's the deal with all these sashes? What are you guys doing?
Well, we have participated in the Fair Queen running, and us five, along with Kathleen, are going to be crowned tonight. Kathleen will be giving away her crown to one of us five.
All right. Now, is there anybody here that thinks that they already have this thing in the bag? They've already beat everybody else and humiliated them. Anybody like that? No, nobody's saying that. So, now, how many of you, is there anybody, this is the first time you've ever run for this, or anybody been part of it? All right, so let me ask you, what made you want to be a junior fair queen? Why did you want to do this?
I wanted to be the fair queen because I think it's a great way to help little girls, like, see what they can do in their life and see how making 4-H a part of your life can help make other people feel better about, like, what they're doing.
Very good. Now, I have a question for you. I grew up in 4-H, and I was always bothered that they made such a big deal out of the Fair Queen and never had a Fair King. I want you to explain to me right now, why do we not have a Fair King?
I'm actually not really sure. I guess because no one's really ever wanted to do it.
All right, do you think it's because guys aren't near as pretty as girls? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You jumped all over that. It was just certain. Yeah, so now you put into it, what all goes into getting ready to be the Fair Queen? What kind of things have you guys got into this year?
Well, after we were announced as the 2016 court, we set up a date to get our pictures taken. Obviously, that's really important.
For every girl, that's important, right?
Of course. And then we have planned what shows we would be working, and we had a fundraiser to raise funds for next year's crown and all the sashes. So this week, we will be at every single show handing out ribbons and just helping out and keeping a smile on our faces so everyone can approach us and ask questions.
Well, I'm definitely in favor of this because I ended up marrying one of the girls that was on the fair court, and I got to escort her and all that kind of stuff. Now, let's turn to last year's Fair Queen, and you're getting ready to be retired. You're, like you said, a has-been here in just a little bit. What are some of the things that you've done since the fair last year?
Well, I've traveled to over 20 different fairs and festivals in the state of Ohio, spreading word about 4-H and agriculture in general. I grew up on about 400-acre corn and soybean farm, so I'm a big advocate, yeah, with an ag, of course. You got to make sure that's the focus around this, and also the importance of 4-H, and just spreading the word about Scioto County Fair and how great it is.
Well, very good. Well, ladies, I know that on Monday night, you get your announcement on who the winner is, and hopefully we'll be able to get back to who the Fair Queen is and kind of talk with you a little later on. But congratulations for making the court, and trust your fair week goes well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Well, I'm over here in the steer barn with a young man by the name of?
Andrew Brown.
And Andrew, I see some animals over here. I see your name up on one of these fan cages. What all did you bring to the fair?
A steer and a heifer.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about your animals. They got names, what are you going to do with them? What are you showing?
Well, I'm showing a steer, and his name is Goggles, and he's a market steer, and I've had a lot of fun with him, and also my heifer, her name is Emily, and she is just a heifer, and so we're taking her and showing her. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
So, you got a steer named Goggles. How'd he get his name?
Because it looks like he has goggles on.
So it looks like he's got goggles on his face. That's the way his color is. So, now a steer, how big is your calf?
My steer weighs 1,300 pounds, and I don't know how much Emily weighs.
So your steer weighed over 1,300 pounds. How old are you?
10.
So what's it like for a 10-year-old to walk a 1,300-plus pound steer?
Well, it's a little bit hard, but once you start walking him and walking him, it gets a little bit easier.
So you get used to it and you kind of get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you show this week, and then what happens on Saturday?
He goes to the stockyard.
So he goes to the stockyard, put him in the sale, and are you going to do it again next year?
Yep, hopefully.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you very much, Andrew. Well, I'm here with the king of the Scioto County Fair, Mr. Jacob LeBrun. And Jacob is, to my understanding, involved in almost every livestock project in the United States. And so, Jacob, first of all, tell us, what did you bring and what did you get involved in this year at the Scioto County Fair?
Okay, I exhibited cows. I had a steer, heifer, feeder calf, and then I took a commercial boar goat doe.
So you do goats, cattle, anything else?
Not really.
What about next year? What's coming?
Goats and cattle.
So no hogs, no sheep, no alpacas?
No, definitely not alpacas.
Definitely not alpacas. Now, this is not your only show of the year, though. You've been fairly busy. Starting from when until how? I mean, how close to you have you been showing? Give us an idea.
Basically, after county fair, I wait till November, and then I show all the way up till county fair, and I only have like 2-3 month break.
So you show all over. Now, what kind of, is this a program, or I mean, what are you involved in?
Okay, I'm involved in basically two programs. One is the Ohio Cattlemen's Association. They put on the best program every year where you can show, get points, and they have a best banquet every year and you're ranked by those points. And then I'm involved in the Ohio and American Angus Association, and we have several summer Angus shows.
So you have an Angus steer then and an Angus heifer, because you showed them in the purebred things, right?
Yes.
Now, where in the world did you get the idea to get into the goats? They seem to be a little different than the cattle.
Well, we started farming with a buddy, and I've kind of always admired goats. I know whenever I was smaller, I never really wanted one, but I saw other people showing, and my first year, I wanted to do a market animal, but I didn't want to do a steer because I was small. Steers are huge, so I decided to do a market goat, and from then on, I decided to do production does.
So you have a heart for agriculture, a heart for these livestock, that sort of thing. You get to Saturday. You've shown and shown and shown and shown and shown your steer. You're going to sell him. How does somebody who has worked so hard so long deal with, we sell them on Saturday and they go on a truck? How do you deal with that?
Well, it's actually kind of rewarding. Once you see the price you got and all the hard work that went into it, you know, rinsing 2-3 times a day, getting up to 6:30 every morning, you know, the hard work pays off. And so in my mind, it's really rewarding.
Now, does it have anything to do with it when that calf kicks you? Does that help you sell them?
Oh, yes. Helps them sell a bunch.
Now, you're going to plan to come back next year, cattle and goats and those sorts of things. What do you learn from year to year? What's your experience like that says,
you know, not only was this fun for me, but it was so fun. I want to make sure I do it again next year and get involved in those things.
Well, it's always fun. Every year I learn, you know, judges different opinion. Every judge likes different kind of cattle, different kind of goats. So I guess that every year I learn, just take your best stuff and see what the judge says.
Very good. That's what it comes down to. See what the judge says. Well, very good. Congratulations. And we didn't get into it, but Jacob, I believe, had the reserve champion overall heifer. Is that right? And grand champion cow-calf. So been involved in a few things, and they're doing a good job. Thanks, Jacob.
Lift him up, lift him up.
All right, well, I'm here with Rich Emmett. And back several years ago, Rich was working in 4-H back when I first started. And now you've got kids in here. Tell me about some of the stuff that your kids are working in.
Okay, Ryan. I have two kids, 15-year-old and a 12-year-old. We've got, they each have a market hog that they show Thursday morning. And they each have a breeding heifer down here in the feed section.
Now tell me, you've got two completely different species.
Yes.
You know, that's a wide array of stuff that they've got to learn. How did they adjust to learning two completely different animals?
Well, historically, we've been a hog family, and of course, we've always sold the hogs, and because of space limitations, we haven't been able to bring the breeding animals, the breeding hogs, to the fair.
Yeah.
So they wanted something that they could keep and exhibit and keep at home and continue on with. So we went moved with the beef breeding project.
Now let me ask you a question. You're an advisor. What makes you, and I know your kids are a big motivation. You say, why do you want to be involved in this program? But what makes you want to help not only those kids, but other kids along the way? What's the value you see in this 4-H program?
The value is immense, Ryan. I can't think of any other program that kids can gain real-world experience and the work ethic.
Yeah.
And just the camaraderie here in the barn. Yeah. And club meetings that get anywhere else. It's just amazing what they get out of this project.
And you've got the day in, day out responsibility.
Well, that's just it. You know, they have to get up and go work.
Yeah.
And my youngest, you know, he's really come into his own this year. He's taken on a lot more responsibility, and it really fills your heart with a lot of joy.
Yeah.
To see that happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know with my children, it's been a thrill. And I know you see these other kids around here. It's just a real encouragement to see the effort they make. I think we got some great kids, don't you?
There's a lot of good kids in this project, in this barn. Just come out and take a look for yourself and see all the good kids and all the hope for the future right here.
Very good. Well, hey, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Very good. We're here at the Goat Show. And we have multiple shows going on, and we're here with Leanne Furman. I want you to give me an idea. There are multiple shows. First of all, what kind of shows are there?
Well, in our goat projects here at the Scioto County Fair, we start with our pack goat show, which is a working goat, so the goats can go on long hikes with you. Then we move on to our dairy goat show, where we have goats that are used for milk production. And now we're into our meat producing doe show. Those are animals who will be used to produce babies that will be used strictly for meat production.
Okay.
And then we'll work into our market goat show, which are animals from those mothers that are ready now to be slaughtered.
So essentially there are four main categories that you're judging through. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now, the market goats, they're terminal. They go to the stockyard.
That's correct.
But the others, the kids keep them, right?
Yes. These are breeding projects.
Okay.
And the breeding projects will be moved on to home, and many of them will be bred this month so that they will produce the weathers that we will use for market projects next year for 4-H.
Really bold.
Wait till he's done talking.
Here we go, good. Really wide front, wide face, tracks out wide, thick from that shoulder, really transitions well over that rack into a really wide, deep loin, tremendous hip and down through that center.
Yeah, I don't even have Lonnie on my
just
list.
Puts it all together for me in this class today. Young man in second, another really powerful animal, really bold out in
front. Well, they're supposed to check
quite as thick over that rack as our class winner, but tremendous loin and hip and leg in this female. Young man in third, beautiful red female. Another really powerful female.
All right, now help us tell the difference between goats. I imagine the average person, they come out here to any animal in the barn and say, oh, that looks like a cow, that looks like a lamb, that looks like a pig, that looks like a goat. What are you looking for in these animals?
Well, in the meat producing animals, which here at our fair are mainly boar, is the breed that's come from South Africa, you're looking for an animal that has a nice wide, thick loin.
All right, so what are we looking for in the difference between these goats?
In the meat producing animals, you're looking for a nice loin, which is the top back part, which is the most valuable cut of the meat. Nice thick level tops, a lot of meat and thickness on its rump and throughout its front legs and in the chest floor.
Now, give people an idea. We're talking about a goat show. How many market animals are in the goat show approximately?
Today we have 99 market goats, which is up from when we originally started the project back in 1995, basically when we had 7 or 8.
Yeah. I remember when goats first started, and now it seems that they're everywhere. But all in all, there are breeding goats and all these others. There are many more animals, correct? When are these kids starting with these projects?
Well, if you have a breeding animal, you start right during the fair or the week after. They're bred so that they can have babies in January or February, and you take care of it all year long if it's a breeding project. Most people who have market projects get their animals by May 1st, so they'll have them at least from the end of April until fair time.
Well, very good. I appreciate you giving us a little insight into the goat show. We'll let you get back to your work. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, we're here in the cattle barn with a young man by the name of?
David Brown.
And David, what all did you bring to this year's Scioto County Fair?
Well, I brought a market steer, a junior heifer, and a feeder calf.
Now, you've done other projects. I know we even talked to you about some of them earlier in the week. Now, the question is, how did these guys do?
Well, my feeder calf, I got 5th of 10. And I got 1st in my class, my steer, and my junior heifer. I really liked that because I got 1st in my class and reserve champion.
So you got a reserve champion heifer. Probably your father did most of the work and made that one happen on that heifer, right? No answer. Taking a little credit for it himself, I see. And then we come up to Saturday. What's the deal? What goes on Saturday?
I sell my steer.
And then what?
Go home. Get ready for next year.
So what was that again?
Get ready for next year.
What are you planning on doing next year?
Right. Same thing and more, probably.
Same thing and more. Well, we'll be sure to talk to your parents about that, see if they can fit it in. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. I'm here with, what's your name, bud?
Levi Newman.
Levi Newman. And now what year is this for you in 4-H?
First year.
Your first year. What are you showing?
A pig.
A market pig. Mm-hmm. Now have you named your pig?
Baconator.
Baconator. Now you're not thinking about eating this pig, are you?
Yeah.
You are. Now where do you go to school?
I go to Wheelersburg.
You go to Wheelersburg. Now what grade are you in?
Fourth.
In fourth grade. And now are you married?
No.
All right, so right now your only girlfriends are pigs, right?
No.
Okay, no girlfriends or pigs either. So now when's your show?
On Saturday. Thursday? All right.
Very good. Well, I hope everything goes well. Levi, thanks for talking with us.
from shouting your name. I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. How can I keep from singing?